next week to Friday. The department has indicated to us that it is not yet ready for that, and therefore we are making changes to that to say that on Wednesday, or not only the department, even the House Chairperson was not happy with us utilizing that time when there was going to be House sittings. And he had indicated that for anything that is going to take the whole day, we should utilize the committee weeks. And they have given us a program of when the committee weeks are going to be taking place. So what we are then proposing is that the change that we are effecting is that on Wednesday, the 3rd of September, we had planned to have ISIFA and Itala Bank, because Itala in KZN is one of the cooperatives, and also Stats South Africa to give us some statistics in relation to our SMEs and cooperatives. We were then planning to have on Wednesday the 10th of September, including by intermediaries, incubator and incubators, and I was told that in the last meeting the DA had also indicated that there is a structure called AHI, and we were then putting that structure on that day. I think we will also have to make some more changes in relation to the fact that we can't deal with a presentation of enough cock today and do justice to it. Due to the fact that there is a planned meeting in this venue, when we booked the venue, we thought that we were going to run this meeting up to 1 o'clock, but the House Chair has a meeting here of the Committee of Chairpersons, so we need to vacate as soon as possible. We would want to apologize to NAVCOG for that we can't take the presentation today. We will find a day on which we will give NAVCOG enough time. Also taking into consideration that there are two structures of NAVCOG, which NAVCOG has to explain to us. No, you are not going to explain today. When we invited NAVCOG, we got a response from two structures. Ogoti, which one is the legitimate one? We will hear that man in the presentation. That is what we got. The same applies to ISANACO. There is another structure that has approached us that is saying it is representing our cooperatives nationally. So it is our responsibility to sort that out. It's not the first time. When I was in transport, there was SANTACO, and then came another structure that claimed that it is the legitimate representative of the taxi industry. So it's not a new thing. Honorable Chan.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the basis that today's session has not allowed NAVCOG to present. May I make a suggestion that we're overloading our agendas? We've got too much, it's not fair on people to be traveling from all over the country to come here, only to be told, sorry, you must come back another time because we can't get through our business. So I would like to suggest to the Chair that we either have more meetings of the committee or we restrict the presentations to one entity, because each of these entities is critically important, and we need the time to fully interrogate the operations of that entity. Thank you, Chair.
I think that that is a fair comment. It was our first time to meet with any of the entities. We are a new committee. We didn't know what we were going to be presented with. And it is also very, very important for us to get an understanding of how the structure is structured and what services are provided. We will take that into consideration to look at how we then spread and maybe utilize Fridays, because Fridays are also committee days, and have maybe two meetings in a week instead of having one. Can we make a proposal to NAFCOC that we bring them forward and have them next week instead of CIFA and others, because we had not yet communicated with them?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Yes, we would accept that. I think we think it would be necessary for us to get enough time to do a full presentation. However, I just would want to request that the date should not be the 3rd of September, because we have an executive committee meeting on that day. And any other day, we would adjust our program to suit the program here. Thanks.
We are really sorry for that. We would then look at a suitable date, and it will be communicated to your office through the committee secretary.
Thanks.
Thanks, Chair. We will also accept a new date.
Oh, that's fine. We will communicate. Does it then mean that on that day, both structures will make the presentation?
Yes, Chair. That's my understanding.
Madam Chair, I think if that issue could be resolved before the presentation, if there's a way, I'm not quite sure what the processes of these committees are. I think it might do justice maybe to have a subcommittee or a task team to resolve that issue, because on our side, there's a court case that, and there's a court order that really resolves that issue fairly clearly. So there shouldn't be an issue about any other, according to the court order, there's clarity about which NAFCOC is a credible and correct NAFCOC. Thanks.
Honourable Chan.
Chair, I do agree with the gentleman across there, and I also think it's not proper for the presentations of each body to be basically available to the other one. I mean, they're competitive entities, and you know, there may be some confidential information which is contained in the presentation of one faction within NAFCOC that is, you know, private and confidential, which they don't want the other one to see. So I don't know what your feeling is on that, or what the various NAFCOC representatives feel about that.
Acting teacher. Thank you, Chair. I think my intervention is not about providing the solution, but a government's position is that we engage with both NAFCOCs on an equitable basis. So that's the stance we have taken over the years. So we can't be seen to be making a judgment in terms of the current processes that are in place. And it was also our view that both entities should be invited to come and present to the Portfolio Committee.
Honorable Kruger?
What about the court case? I mean, if it was done, if the court say that is the NAFCOC, then government must negotiate with that NAFCOC. I mean, that's how rule of law work. Yeah, we must respect the court.
Honourable Mark.
I think Honourable Kroger has covered me partially to say that it's going to be difficult for us, or let me say for me, to be bold and say, yes, we have assisted NAFCOC in this situation, because As it stands, it appears that we do not know which NAVCOG is a legitimate one because there is a court case. Maybe because the matter is sub judice, I would suggest that, I've noted what the DG have said, but I've suggested that we do not invite the NAVCOG pending the finalization of the court case. Because to me, we are perpetuating the division. If we say both, they must come here and we'll assist them, or whoever presented best will be the one who will be funded. I do not think we'll be doing what we should be doing as a custodian of the legislations of this country. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
What are the other views? There are two views at the moment. One view is saying there's a court order. I have not seen the court order. All I know that there is a NAVCOG. That is what I know. And it was brought into my attention. Yes. It was brought to my attention by the committee secretary that two structures have responded. Remember, this is a new committee. We have not dealt with these structures before, so we don't know. And on the basis of that, they both came here and they funded themselves. And then there is a position that is saying, let us engage the legitimate structure. I don't know which one is legitimate. Then there is a contribution from the acting DG that says, while there is that situation, we have been engaging both. Then there is a proposal from Honorable Mwabe that says, let us not engage them until the matter is resolved. For me, it is not a question of who is legitimate and who is not legitimate. That's the premise I am looking at issues from. For me, it is the understanding of what NAVCOG represents and what NAVCOG has been doing over the years. That's a different issue from the legitimacy of the structure. Because we have a responsibility and time is against us of making recommendations during the budget review process, which starts in October. And if we have not engaged NAVCOG by then, by that time, we will not be able to influence any budget in relation to the support services that have to go to NAVCOG. That is the rationale. So whether there is a legitimate or non-legitimate manner, all I am interested in, there is an animal called NAVCOG. What does this animal stand for? And what services have been provided to this structure by government? And what impact is being made by that structure? That I want to hear. And I think this committee has to hear that. Honorable Chan.
I do understand the dilemma that the committee faces, Chair, but unfortunately we have a two-headed animal. And the question is, which mouth do we feed? And I think, no, I mean, I'm serious. I think that this, I do believe that there is a problem. I, personally, if I can just outline, I have had dealings with NAVCOG for many years, and both factions, in fact, of NAVCOG. And I do know that the court order that was granted some time ago does support what the people across from me have said. I don't think it's for the committee to disregard a court order. you know, I think that we must abide by what the courts have said. And I'd also like to question what the ministry has, you know, the decision that the ministry has made, on what grounds it is having those discussions, because, you know, I agree we have to have a position before we start putting the budget together, but we need to establish exactly what the nature of that court order was, so that we don't end up dealing with two structures, one of whom will end up being illegitimate.
Honorable Mabasa, followed by Ramaphosa, November, and Mlaose.
Comrade Chairperson, I'm proposing that we as I'm proposing that the portfolio committee, through the management committee, consults with the internal legal section of parliament, so that they interpret the status quo and we be guided by that. And even on the part of SANACO and the other tertiary organization, I think there we should consult with the former minister. When I say former, in the sense that it was located in DTI, to find out the processes that the department went through with that process, so that we don't rehash what might have been done before. Thanks, Comrade Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Ramaphosa.
Chair, I think it takes also along your suggestion, which I will agree with, because I'm saying, including what Honorable Mabasa is saying, all these processes can also take place elsewhere. But for us now to understand what you say, the objectives, which of course we think on the basis of the members, our people on the ground who are both members of the NAFCOGS, it will put us in a better position to have a way of deciding after all these processes of getting advices and so on are there. We will then be able to can deal with the matter in a better way, to say now that we have information and so on, what we have for NAFCOG will go this way or that way. But I was saying maybe it's not advisable to stop and say let's wait for the other things to come that will come because of judgments and other things. I'm saying I would support what you are saying, to say let's go and get the objectives and the content of just for the sake of those members who are the followers of those NAFCOGs, and at the end of the day would be able to take one decision which will be making it easy for us to actually have something to process in the budget, because maybe by waiting we will not have any time to can come back and look into how do we deal with the budget. At least having something, we will be able to say, no, we have this and this is the direction. So I think that's what I want to say.
No, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think it's very simple, like what Honorable Mawasa said. Let's use the secretary and the acting DGG to make it a point that it's a matter of 2 days to investigate the status quo of the court, because we must respect the court as a parliament. We can't see ourselves entertaining the divisions while there is a court decision. So the secretary of the committee and the acting DGG must then advise the chairperson what is the current status in terms of legality as the outcome of the case, so that we mustn't entertain a presentation of both people. So tomorrow, when we advise the budgetary system, they will say if the court rule contrary against the other group. No, we never said that. It's that other group. So let's hear the status quo of the court. If there is a court order, we must respect that one which the court is saying.
No, Chairman, I'm just supporting the proposal that came up with Honorable Mabasa, because we might end up doing the wrong things. This is to say we need to seek a guidelines from the committee and come back with it, so that we won't be able to go and say this is the correct one as we are waiting for the court results. So I support the proposal that Mabasa has just proposed to us. I thank you, Chair.
I think that is the wise position to take, the legal route. What Mr. Mabasa said, Honorable Mabasa said, has to be supported. Thank you.
Honorable Novem.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we all go for Honorable Mabasa's suggestion. But also, I don't think any one of us have seen a court order paper here. Maybe me as a latecomer have not seen it. But also, I want to make the example of ukuzalwa kwampho nomphonyana. Akho nomnye wabo washiywa nje esithubeni. Bafidwa bobabini kwabhekwa nabo phambili, bandula bohlula. Namhlanje bangusisi nobhuti abadala abazimeleyo. Thank you, Chairperson. Masibathathe bobabini.
The decision that we are taking is that every member of this committee has spoken on this matter. And the decision that we are taking is that we are not going to invite enough cork for now until such time we have been advised legally and also by the parliamentary legal advisors in terms of the legal standing of NAFCOC. That's what we are saying. This matter is closed. No, we'll engage on that during that process. There is a meeting that is sitting here now. These members have come into that meeting. The meeting is declared closed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.